officer doesn't have evidence of who the perpetrator was, so she punishes everyone. And I think that's what's going to happen. The more of these do-gooders, these Johnny do-gooders, these people that think they're actually accomplishing something by complaining to the FCC, the more of these imbeciles that do that, they're just further, I think, driving the death knell into the amateur radio community. They're going to take all this evidence and say, look, these frequencies are being completely taken over by riotous, disobedient, just uncivil individuals. They should be, we need to get rid of this. This is a joke. Amateur radio has proved that it cannot survive on these frequencies, so we're going to take these frequencies off and auction them. And I think they're awaiting all of this evidence to come in. So we need to stop with this crybabying attitude, I believe, Mike, of going to the FCC. I do agree with you on that level. And the FCC does favor certain individuals. 14272 is a fine example. But now she's siding with them. They've gotten to her, and she is now giving them leeway to jam 14272. And I was in conversation with the KFM station. Let me turn it back to you, Mike, if you have anything to say. Then we'll go to Jim, N1OFE, K3AQ.